Hello and welcome to Top of the Progs on Smile Radio, and also in association with a broadcasting on Progzilla Radio. You're currently listening to Look Back in Anger by David Bowie, live in Montreal, 1983. I hope you enjoy it.
His ruffled mane closed his eyes and moved his lips. It's time we should be going.
Fabulous song there from David Bowie. That tour was the first time it was ever played live, as David Bowie didn't tour the album it was from, Lodger, or the follow-up album, Scary Monsters, and you can tell the band are just having a blast during that performance. Anyway, hello and welcome to Top of the Progs on Smile Radio, and also broadcasting in association with Progzilla Radio. Now, it's that time of year again. For those of you who've been a fan of the show for a few years, normally in the first couple of weeks in January to celebrate David Bowie's birthday, I do a mega bumper David Bowie special, and this year is no exception. Except this year, it was really hard to put the playlist together and find out what I wanted to talk about. The very first year of the David Bowie special, funnily enough, was January 2020. What a year that turned out to be. And I chronicled David's career in an hour-long episode and picked just one hit song from most of his big albums and did like a pseudo-factual thing where it was like, oh, he was born, such and such album came out on this day, and that was fab. And then the second year I decided I was going to go absolutely mental and do the best Bowie cuts you've never ever heard. So I went deep, I went into all the B-sides and things like that. And then for the third year I decided that I would just do a selection of David Bowie songs that I liked. And this year I was really scratching my head as to what to do. And then I thought there is a unique angle I can take with this special that not many people have taken before. And that is that David Bowie was a fantastic live performer. And that often gets overlooked. We have a live album from pretty much every tour from Ziggy Stardust onwards, an officially released one. So this special is going to be all about the amazing David Bowie live performances. He would often reinvent his songs live, play them totally differently. And a lot of the times, a song that came out, for example, in 1972 would get the definitive version 30 years later in the early 2000s on a live tour. But there shall be no delay. This first song is one of David Bowie's most iconic tracks of all time, and this, I believe, is a reimagining of the song that is equal to the original version. This is David Bowie's Life on Mars live in 1997 in Paris.
It's a god awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, and her mommy is yelling no, and her father has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen as she walks through a sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view. And she's hooked to the silver screen, but the film is a saddening bore, 'cause she's lived it 10 times or more. It's about to be lived again as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the lawman beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if he'll ever know. He's in the best-selling show. The life on Mars. On America's tortured brow, Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow, and the workers have struck for fine, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice and their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a saddening bore, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be read again as they ask me to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the lawman beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if he'll ever know. He's in this best-selling show. Is there life on Mars?
It's so fabulous. I may make a bold claim now that that is the definitive version of that song. What's so genius about that is that it's so different, except exactly the same. It's the wonderful Mike Garson on piano, who at this point had been with David Bowie for 27 years playing piano and keyboards for him. And Mike is so... His reinterpretation, his style is avant-garde and the blues kind of style, and it works so well. He's taken Rick's part, flipped it on its head, made it his own, yet it's still recognisable. And Bowie's vocal on that is perhaps one of the best vocals he ever gave in his entire career. I literally got tears in my eyes during the second chorus with the vibrato when he said the lawman. It's just absolutely phenomenal. This next selection of songs is a medley from David Bowie's 1978 live album Stage. 1978 was a fabulous time in David Bowie's life. He was two albums into the Berlin Trilogy, he was on tour to promote those first two albums, Low and Heroes, and the producer of those albums, Tony Visconti, recently did an interview and he said, at this point in David's life, he was a hero. He'd quit drugs, he'd brought his son with him to Berlin, and he was living the life he always wanted to live, making the kind of music he wanted to make, and he was being massively successful. When you see the footage of that tour, he was selling out massive venues and arenas and things like that, and it was just a fab time in his life. His creativity was at an absolute peak. And one really interesting thing that happened was that David Bowie throughout his life had a troubled relationship with his older songs and his back catalogue, and when he was making Ziggy Stardust, he was under all kind of mental strain, and he was on copious amounts of drugs and alcohol, which were not helping. When that album was done, when that tour was done, he did not want to play any of those songs ever again live. He absolutely hated the thought of doing Ziggy or anything like that. But in 1978, once he was sober and he was fresh, he listened to the Ziggy album for the first time since it came out, and he put it on and he thought, this is really great. And he played those songs live in a Ziggy medley, and it's just phenomenal, because this is the way the songs were always supposed to be, in my opinion. They were supposed to be played like his 70s style, more experimental with the backing band he had at that point. And he said for the first time in his life he enjoyed playing those songs. So that live album Stage from 78 is a really weird hybrid. It's 50% Ziggy Stardust and 50% Low and Heroes. And I'm going to play you now the full 20 minute Ziggy Stardust medley. This is 5 years and it goes on up until the title track Ziggy Stardust as a little 20-ish or so minutes medley. This is, for me, is the pinnacle of David Bowie's live performances. I hope you all enjoy it.
Pushing through the market square, so many mothers sighing. News had just come over, we had 5 years left the science. News guy wept when he told us I was really dying. Cried so much that his face was wet. Then I knew he wasn't lying. I heard telephones, opera house, favorite melodies. So I'm toys and boys, electric irons and TVs. My brain hurt like a warehouse. It had no room to spare. And I crammed so many things to store. I think she would have killed me. A soldier with a broken arm fixed a stair to the wheels of a Cadillac. I felt and kissed the feet of a priest, and the queer threw up at the sight of that. And I think I saw you in an ice cream parlor, drinking milkshakes cold and long, smiling song. It was cold and it rained, and I felt like an actor. And I stole the bar, and I wanted to get back there. Her face, your face, the way that you talk. I kiss you, you're beautiful. I want you to fall. We've got 5 years stuck on my eyes. 5 years, what a surprise.
Turn the world when he can tell you that he tried. I could make a war mutation. guitar, jamming good with Weird and Gilly and the Spiders from Mars. Well, they played in left hand, but he made it too far. Became the special man, then we were Ziggy's band. Ziggy really sang, screwed up eyes, screwed down hairdo, like some cat from Japan. You could lift them by smiling, you could leave them to hang. Came on so loaded, man, well hung and so white. Time, jiving us that we were voodoo, the kids were just crass. He was the nest with God-given ass. Well, it took it all too far, but boy, could he play guitar.
That was the fabulous Ziggy Stardust medley from David Bowie's 1978 live album Stage. I love that. My favourite part of all that medley is So Love. It has that kick. It has that brilliant synth solo that just really kind of kicks you in the chest, and it kind of comes off, and it's just, that's not on the original, and you're like, whoa, this is amazing. It's so groovy, like, compared with the original studio version. I think it's, the main difference is that it's been rocked up, basically. Like, the original version has got a lot of 12-string, it's very acoustic, very kind of folk-driven with sparse electric overdubs, like electric guitars and things like that, but this, he fully rocks it out with rock and roll keyboards, bass drums and guitars, and it just creates a fabulous alternate kind of version of his most iconic album. This next song is another live track, as they all are on this show, taken from his performance at VH1 Storytellers. This is a fabulous show. It's all on YouTube. Basically, as the title suggests, it's David Bowie sitting down and with his band, and before every song he tells a story about how it was written. And what's great about the live album is normally they cut out like things like that on live albums, you know, like audience chat in between, but on the VH1 Storytellers we still have the full introduction, so I shall let David Bowie introduce this next track himself, which is Drive In Saturday.
It was written as was actually written as a follow-up single for Mott the Hoople, who'd had some considerable success with another song that I'd written for them called All the Young Dudes. Well, they, in their wisdom, decided the time had come for them to write their own single, so it was given back to me. I was so annoyed that one night in Florida, I shaved my eyebrows off. You think I'm joking? I actually am not joking. I got very drunk and shaved my eyebrows off. I was so annoyed that they didn't do this song.
Taught them a lesson.
It's really taught them a lesson. And here it is for you now.
Absolutely fabulous. Again, it's one of those songs. It's been one of my favourites for a long time. And you get the sense when you look at David Bowie's live output on all these live albums. I mean, we as fans are so well treated, especially since he passed away. Like, his estate have released so many live albums which were only available in terrible bootleg form or, like, you know, random TV appearances from the 80s and 90s which have now found their way to an official release. And I'm so grateful that we get to enjoy fabulous things like the VH1 Storytellers concert and things like that. You get the sense when you look at, as I said, the vast live discography, which in itself is about 20 live albums, that David played what he wanted to play when he played live shows. Sure, he did Ziggy Stardust and Life on Mars at every single show, pretty much, or Starman or something like that, but throughout all his career, he played the songs he wanted to play, and you can definitely tell that with Driving Saturday, that was a song that he thought, I'm gonna do what I want. And this next one is also one of those tracks, so let's put our minds in the year of 1987. David Bowie is on his Glass Spider tour, he's done Let's Dance on the tour for that, and he's done the Never Let Me Down album, and he's now on the tour for that. He's got, like, a theatre troupe, like, on stage, like, dancing and stuff like that. And on that tour, he threw in some incredibly left-field, like, choices of songs to do, and this is one of them. This is a fabulous live version of the title track from his 1980 album. This is Scary Monsters and Super Creeps live in Montreal, 1987.
She was tired, car night beat. When I looked in her eyes, they were blue, but nobody hung. Well, she could have been a killer if she didn't walk away, she do. She opened strange doors and we'd never close again. She began to wail, jealous and scream, waiting at the lights, lowered up. Scary monsters, super creeps, keep me running, running scared. Scary monsters, super creeps, keep me running, running scared. Stay in our stolen room. She asked for my love and I gave her a dangerous mind. Now she's sleeping in the streets and she can't socialize. But I love the little girl and I love her till the day she dies. She squealed, Jimmy's guitar sound, jealousy scream, waiting at the lights, knowing I may. Scary monsters, super creeps, keep me running, running scared. Scary monsters, super creeps, keep me running, running scared. We'll be right back.
proper sells that, like, you know, he proper sells the weirdness of that track. It's such a strange song that I can imagine when they thought about bringing it to the stage, because obviously the studio version has Robert Fripp on it. It was produced by Tony Visconti. The studio version is just so experimental. It's got like an anvil keeping time in the chorus as well, of the drums. Bang, bang. And David's vocal, over-the-top vocal, really sells that kind of live version, and those extra kind of hooks they put in on the keyboard in the chorus really not save it, but they kind of flip it on its head, and like with the Ziggy stuff, make it more like almost traditional kind of theatre, stadium rock. It's a very exciting live version, that. Now, as I said before, David was never afraid of playing what he wanted to play, and in the year 2000, he was given the prestigious headline slot at Glastonbury on the Pyramid Stage. This was released, I believe, in 2019, about summer 2019 officially. It came out on Blu-ray, DVD, and live album, CD, LP, all that good stuff. And it was also aired by the BBC, and I remember watching it and just thinking to myself, this is the pinnacle of David Bowie. Let's be realistic, the 70s were very kind to David Bowie and Ziggy Stardust and to Low and Heroes. The 80s, the first half of the 80s, Let's Dance and Tonight, very kind to David Bowie. But the 90s, he kind of slipped out of the mainstream and became irrelevant. That is until like the late 90s, he put out the Hours EP and he kind of came back into the limelight. But the Glastonbury, you get the sense that he's coming back into the public eye. He's becoming a world famous global icon once again. And in true David Bowie fashion, he pulls a song out in the set so left field that when I saw the track listing, I was like, he's not going to do this, this is going to be a medley, he's going to do a bit of it. No, he does the full darn thing. This is David Bowie's psychedelic space rock, krautrock influenced, driving 10-minute experimental epic that is Station to Station, live at Glastonbury in the year 2000.
Dancing lovers' eyes. magical moment, such as the stuff for world dreams woven. Bending sound, dredging the ocean, lost in my circle. We'll be right back.
Duke, making sure white stays.
Thanks very much.
It was a massive gamble, let's be realistic, for David Bowie to do that. For him to be like, okay, I've just come back into the public eye, I've got my first headline slot at Glastonbury, what song shall I do? How about Space Oddity and all these other tracks? No, no, let's do Station to Station from the album where I was so high I don't even remember anything about writing or recording it, which is in fact true. David Bowie was in such a state when he recorded Station to Station that he didn't remember any of it. Though unfortunately all good things must come to an end, and after starting his life gigging in the mid-60s around, say, 1964 or 1965, David Bowie did his last ever tour in 2003 to support his 2003 album Reality. Unfortunately, this was due to personal problems, as on the Reality tour, halfway through, David Bowie had a heart attack live on stage and was rushed off and was basically told to slow down and basically relax his lifestyle, and that it was too strenuous doing tours and albums every year. And he got through the rest of the tour okay. There's footage from the end of that tour, but you can just tell that unfortunately for David, the clock is ticking, and after nearly 40 years on the road, it was maybe time to call the live game quits. He did his last ever live performance in 2006 when he sang Life on Mars on a TV show, and then did a duet of Changes with Alicia Keys, funnily enough. But fans, it was not all lost, as we were given in 2013 the studio album The Next Day, and then his final parting gift, 2016's Black Star album, which is one of my favourite David Bowie albums. Well, I hope you've all enjoyed going over David Bowie's illustrious live career, spanning all the way from the mid-70s right up until the mid-2000s, covering some left-field gems as well as some of the more well-known tracks. I'm going to close the show now with a song which is slightly perplexing in the sense that he didn't start doing it on this tour till about halfway through. So for a little bit of perspective, Stage was the live album was recorded, was taken from the American leg of the tour. And when he got to do the British leg of the tour, he decided there was one song on Low that deserved a look in, that maybe deserved to be part of the live set. And it's one of my all-time favourite David Bowie tracks. It is, in fact, the legendary Sound and Vision, live in London in 1978. Thank you all for joining me. I hope you have a good week. Goodbye.
Nothing to do, nothing to say. lives out of vision. And I will see waiting for the gift of salvation, drifting into my solitude. Over my head, don't you wonder sometimes about sound and vision.